In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's see what the saints say about the existence of the temporal limbo and the need to pray and make reparation for these children who died without baptism. Blessed Elizabeth of the Holy Trinity, 1880 to 1906, frequently says that by baptism we are temples of the Holy Trinity, and we have the heaven of God in us. She says to her sister, "Live with the three in the sky of your soul." Letter 250. We carry heaven within us. Letter 138 and 111. Heaven, our Father's house, is at the center of our soul. Letter 219. Therefore, I have found my heaven on earth, because heaven is God and God lives in my soul. Letter 110. According to this, we ask ourselves, the children who died without baptism, who do not have the heaven of God in their soul, will they automatically achieve it by just dying? Won't they need something or someone to help them get this heaven? And in the meantime, where will they be? In the meantime, they should be in an intermediate state without pain or full joy, which we can call limbo. Saint Faustina Kowalska tells in her diary, "I have seen the souls of little children and other older children, about 9 years old, come out of a kind of muddy abyss. These souls were disgusting and horrible, similar to the most frightening monsters, to decomposing corpses. But those corpses were alive, and they testified aloud against a dying soul." May 12, 1935. The soul against which they testify, according to its spiritual director, was Marshal Jose Pilsudski, who had died that day and whose judgment before God was very severe, although he was saved, as the saint knew. We may wonder why the souls of those children, who we think will be pure and innocent, are so disgusting and horrible. For a soul without God, as is the soul of a child who died without baptism, is a creature of God but not a temple of God, nor a proper son of God, is in darkness without light and without beauty. While the soul of a baptized child is more beautiful than all human beauties. Perhaps those children suffered consequences of the marshal's violence in the middle of the war. We don't know. But they testify against Marshal Jose Pilsudski as witnesses of his sins. Happily for him, says Saint Faustina, the intercession of the Virgin saved him. Blessed Anna Catherine Emmerich, 1774 to 1824, the German mystic of the Order of St. Augustine, in her writings, Visions and Revelations, tells the true story of a woman who had killed the man who had raped her and had also killed the child who had been conceived. It reads like this. In a short time, this woman also died repentant, but she must spend time repairing all the years that the divine providence had destined her son to live, until the child, with the passing of time, has reached the moment of enjoying the eternal light, because for these children, there is growth and development, even in the other world. December 31st, 1820. According to her, just as in purgatory, there is a growth in the love of God until achieving the fullness of the capacity that each soul has. So in limbo, there must be a time of growth until achieving fullness and reaching the total happiness of paradise. In this case, it seems that the mother's reparation in purgatory could bring her salvation, but our prayers are also important. The Austrian mystic Maria Sima, to whom the souls of purgatory frequently appear, has spoken many times about the existence of limbo. In an interview that she gave to Nicky Eltz, and that he has published in his book, Bring Us Out of Here, she says, "Holy souls, tell me that children born dead or aborted do not go to paradise or purgatory. They go somewhere in between that can be called limbo or children's heaven. The souls of these children do not know that there is anything better than that. They do not know that they are not in heaven. The responsibility to take them to heaven is with us. We can do it by baptizing them spiritually or ordering to celebrate a mass for them. It is necessary to give them a name and welcome them into the family. In this way, they become part of the book of life. Sometimes the brothers and sisters in the faith feel the presence of another child next to them, although they do not know anything about that little brother, born dead or aborted. These children, once liberated in heaven forever, will be great and powerful intercessors for their families and for the whole world. They will be like little angels of God for the good of humanity and for the glory of God. Let's see what Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus says about her four little brothers who died very young, one of them at 2 months old. I was addressing the four little angels who had preceded me up there, because I thought that these innocent souls, having never known either the disturbances or the fear, would have compassion on their poor little sister who suffered on earth. I spoke to them with the simplicity of a girl. Going to heaven did not seem to me to be a sufficient reason to forget me. On the contrary, being in a position to provide divine treasures should bring peace to me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.